Hot 91, it is Sam and Ash. Good morning.
Maths, back on the box, as exciting as ever. And last night we saw one of my faves, Ella, who, I can't explain this, a guy doesn't want to kiss his bride.
What?
Yes.
What do you mean? Isn't now, it married at first sight?
I know, but it's sex week on maths, and the whole point is... sex week. Intimacy week. Shag week, shagathon. Sex and Platonics, whatever you want to call it. But Ella's going to help talk us through exactly what went on. She joins us right now. Good morning, Ratbag.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hello, Ella. Hello. Oh, my God.
What is wrong with your lips?
What happened? Because I'm so sorry I missed the episode last night. But what happened? Talk to me about this. I'm horrified for you.
I know. Look, intimacy week, as you can see, it's meant to be uncomfortable for all of us. You know, we're all in different stages of our relationship. Mm. And for Mitchell, he really did struggle to do tasks, you know, with cameras. He really did struggle with that side of the experience. So he feels more comfortable doing things, I guess, when the cameras weren't necessarily around.
He's a lights off kind of kid.
Hey?
He's a lights off kind of kid.
I guess you could put it that way. Lights off. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Now, lovely. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I just want to know, why did you want to go on a show like this?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, because just knowing the controversy that surrounded it in the past and things like that, it's sort of, you know, it's changed and evolved over the years. Mm. Why is it?
Well, look, for me, I guess, I don't know if you saw like my backstory or anything, but single for, you know, nearly a decade, and I guess I just felt like really going big with letting, I guess, everyone know exactly what I'm looking for and what I'm ready for. Obviously, I considered all the craziness that comes with it, and I think, I don't know, like I just feel like I'm pretty level-headed and I'm prepared to take on whatever comes with the experience, like, you know, the ups and the downs.
Yeah.
I really did consider... You know, the odds are against you with getting matched, you know, with someone who you're actually going to have a good time with. It's pretty unlikely you're going to come out of this experience with the love of your life. It is, you know, let alone even true friends. But I think I really had faith and I went into it with all the right intentions and the right mindset. So I honestly, like I said on my wedding day, like I genuinely felt like I was exactly where I was meant to be.
But Ella, you're a sweetheart. Like we've seen you, we've seen and the 10 year or the decade of being single, if I may be so bold as to say, is by choice. That I would say that was your call.
In many
respects, because there is you're straight up, you're level headed, you're down to earth, you're gorgeous. From everyone's perspective, it doesn't make sense when you say that. Mm. And other than to say, unless you're super picky or you've got three bums, you know, unless something else has gone and we don't know.
It is a pretty weird question when people say, you know, why have you been single for 10 years? And I'm like, to be honest, I don't really know why. Like, I do think that I am a catch. Like, I honestly, like, I do. And I have met great guys and dated so many amazing guys. And, yeah, the 9 years haven't been, like, a sad, lonely 9 years. But, you know, I think I'm just getting to that point where leading up to the experience, I was like, I am ready for everything that comes with it. Like, I am ready for that commitment.
Yeah.
And to do everything, you know, with someone.
It's time.
Like it's time, bud.
Yeah.
Time for meet your kisser.
Well, lovely. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thanks for being so open and honest with us as well. It's always nice to get a really good insight into sort of behind the scenes as well. So we wish you all the best and good luck
Thanks
for the
so
rest
much,
of
guys.
The season.
See you, Al.